You can get anything he got. Anything he done for you, you can get it. It's yours. It belongs to us. He don't want to come in there begging and trying to get it, but he wants to come in and just get it. Just get it. Just get it. You can transfer this to this. You know, well, a lot of people, you know, they're trying to believe for the money to come. I was thanking him every day. My house is debt free. See, and if you don't get over into thanksgiving and worship and praise, you really ain't got where you need to get yet. Mm-hmm. You still over in the process of trying to believe you received, don't even know it. You're still stuck there. Mm-hmm. But you got to get over into thanksgiving. And you'll talk crazy. Mm-hmm. He said, well, watch the money come. Y'all watch the Lord. So you got crazy then. Man, I'm as healed as I can be. Amen. I would tell you, Dr. Rock, son, you're healed. Get up and go. You didn't feel like it. But when you got up and went, the power will start working because you believed. See, the faith works the same way, man. Man, you can just act up on the word of God. God will respond to that every time. Now read, I want you to read verse 10 just for me. This is just for me.
Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him.
Listen, people say, well, is it God's will to heal me? Well, the Bible said it was his will. So that you got to get all them questions out. Is it his will? Do we heal somebody? Do we heal everybody? Listen, Jesus done provided. Listen to this. Jesus done provided healing for the whole world. Not just Christians. He provided salvation for the whole world. He provided forgiveness for the whole world through his blood. Mm-hmm. Not everybody ain't gonna receive it, but he provided for the whole world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Healing belongs to the worst sinner in this world. If they ever find out about it, believe and receive. All right, read, son.
Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief and made him sick.
Look, God did this. He put Jesus to grief and made him sick. Now, Jesus didn't have no sickness. Right. But he was made sickness. Jesus didn't have no sin. But God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He laid all our sins on Jesus, all our iniquities on Jesus. And he made him sick who knew no sickness. He laid all our sins on him, who knew no sin, so we could be made the righteous of God in Christ. He wanted us, when he laid all our sins and sicknesses and made Jesus sick, so that through that action of God laying there and Jesus being punished in our place, we would have a right to the blessing of healing, to the blessing of prosperity, to the blessing of peace, to the blessing of joy, to the blessing of strength, without earning not a lick of it. I mean, not having done nothing to deserve it. Nothing. He ain't doing this because you're great. He ain't doing this because you're living so holy. He's doing it because he loves you. He done this out of love. He ain't doing this because you done did anything right. Because you got stuff you ain't done right. But living in obedience sure makes this easy. You don't live in obedience, it makes it hard receiving it and walking in it. But the very work was done out of love. It'll never be done because of you and me. Oh. It's always done because of him. And so you can't come to him, Lord, I've really did everything. He don't want to hear that. He know you ain't. He want to hear what he done for you. He want to hear you continue in his love. He want to hear you keeping his commandments and loving as he loved so that he can produce that love, his love, in your life. When you love like him, he produces his love in your life every day because you loving one another how? Well, you producing his love. You ain't producing yours. Now he gets to love you with everything because you ain't producing you. Ooh, that's so good. All right, read that 10 one more time, Rob.
Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief and made him sick. when you and he makes his life an offering for sin, and he has risen from the dead in the times to come, he shall see his spiritual offspring, he shall prolong his days, and the will and pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
And Jesus, I'm telling you, Jesus got all this sitting waiting on people. And some of the most, you know, craziest time, some people say, well, why you go through stuff? Listen, I don't know all the answers. All I know is what he's provided for me. And then when you're doing God's will, man, you out there on the forefront, you know, then you got to stand against the attacks. Listen, if the devil can attack Jesus, he can attack us. He didn't have no place in Jesus. If he can attack the Apostle Paul, then ain't nobody exempt. Because if you don't know two-thirds of the New Testament, all that revelation Jesus done gave.
Right.
I mean, dear God. I mean, he was in the third heavens. But Jesus had to come and tell him, like he had to come and tell us, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. Now, you know, so a lot of people really confuse his weaknesses was his sickness. No. If you read in Isaiah, his weaknesses was different than his sicknesses. He did something about your weaknesses and your sicknesses. So his weakness and our weakness is when we have cares. And if you go back from 2 Corinthians 11, you'll see he had the cares of the churches. There was a lot of burdens on him. Well, Satan walking about seeking. So right above that, cast all your cares. I don't care who you are. If stuff can keep bothering you and you don't get in there and get no word from Jesus, he tries to get in, open the door. Yeah, and sometimes, like Satan was coming, Paul said, lest I be exalted because of all the revelation I got. And sometimes, you know, that the Lord makes sure you not finna thank you something. You know. And so you have to keep standing. You have to learn how to stand on what he's done for you. Okay. All right, now, let's go to Matthew 8:17. Now, Jesus didn't say this. So how do we know Jesus didn't say this?
It's not in red.
So guess who put this in the Bible?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit wrote all this. He just used man. Holy Spirit told Matthew, he said, write this here. It's always the Holy Spirit that wrote, inspired man to write. Right here, the Holy Spirit told him, read that right there, Sister Evelyn. Verse 17, can you see it?
Oh, yes, sir, my glasses. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet.
Isaiah. We just read Isaiah, man, in 53. Oh. So he's telling you now what Isaiah prophesied that Jesus was going to go through and provide for you and me. Here he's telling you that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Saying what? Look what he said.
Saying himself took.
Who's himself?
Jesus.
Now, what did he say that he did?
Took our infirmity.
Wait. Listen. And what else?
And bear our sickness.
Okay, so Isaiah's telling you it's going to happen. What is the Holy Ghost saying in Matthew?
The Holy Ghost is saying.
Read again so the Holy Ghost can tell you.
In Matthew.
8:17.
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by
Isaiah The prophet.
The prophet.
Saying.
Himself.
Who Jew is that?
Jesus.
All right, what did he say about Jesus?
He said, he took our furnaces.
Uh-huh.
And bear our sicknesses.
So what is Isaiah? What is the Holy Ghost telling you now? That Isaiah said he gonna do it. What is Matthew telling you now? Himself.
And bear our sicknesses.
But what is he telling you?
Himself.
Did what?
Took our furnace.
He done it.
He already did.
Listen, he's telling you he's done it. He done took your weaknesses. So you don't have to be depressed. You don't have to be stressed. You don't have to live in what you can't do no more. You don't have to live in struggles no more. You don't have to live in weariness no more because Jesus bore that. You don't have to live in sin no more. You don't have to live in addictions no more. You don't have to live in habits no more. You don't have to live in pornography. You don't have to live in none of that no more. Jesus bore our weaknesses so that God wanted us totally delivered, totally free in every area where we're living in his peace, his strength, his joy, his glory, his power, his spirit, every single day of the year. Every single day of the year. He don't want to struggle with nothing. Jesus bore everything you could ever struggle with. And bear our sicknesses.
Amen.
Now, why would God want to lay all your cancer on Jesus on the cross and everything else they say is wrong and then want you to bear it too? Why did he want him to bear it?
So we won't have to.
So we don't have to. And believe that. Yes, sir. How do you believe that?
Say it.
No.
Feel it.
That's not the revelation. No, you don't need to feel it.
Believe it.
No, that's not it. That's not the answer. How do you believe? How do you believe?
You receive it.
When you thank him.
Oh, thanking him.
When you hear.
No. You. How do you really believe that? That he bore her cancer. So, how do you really believe that? So you can't.
When you
said
it, I
believe. No.
When you don't try to get it.
You can't. You can teach somebody that, but that ain't the revelation. So how do you believe? It's so simple, man.
When you don't try to get it.
No. You believe. He bore your sins. When you say the Lord Jesus bore my sins, I don't have to bear them. That's how you believe it. What y'all doing? I said the Lord Jesus bore my sins and sicknesses, and he bore all my diseases. I don't have to bear them. That's believing it.
So that's like saying it is believing it.
No. You can't live in saying it. You have to say it.
Say what?
Saying it ain't it.
Oh, okay.
Speaking. And saying it ain't it.
Okay.
Even though it's a portion of truth, it's not going to get it done. Right. It's not revelation. Yeah. Revelation is Jesus bore my diseases and I don't have to bear this. That's believing that. Got it. That's believing it. How would you believe that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ? How would you believe that?
My God's going to supply all my needs.
But that's how you believe it. You can't say, it ain't believing it saying, I need to say that. That ain't believing it.
So it's believing, receiving, and saying what he has done.
Yes, and claiming it is yours. And claiming it is yours. So you tell the Lord, it's you hear from teaching the principles of believing, hearing, believing, speaking, and doing. That's not the revelation. That's to get you started in it. It's what you hear Jesus say, and you get it, you speak it, get it in your heart and your mouth. That man, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. I never will go back to your drugs. See, I didn't just believe, man, that I was free. I believe that Jesus has set me free. I never was going back. So I didn't want to talk to me about it. I never was using it. Jesus set me free. That's believing it. I never went around and said, I just need to say this and I need to believe this. That's not believing. You don't get free from any of that. You have a good day, and year. I've lived it, I know. I'm in a good day every day. And the stuff all around you crazy. You still have this one of the most glorious day when the worst thing is going around. Because that worst day is none of that's in Jesus. He can just slap you over there in him where the love, joy, and peace is, and you just stay happy all day long and never even consider none of all that going on. Where it can't even touch you. Now, if you consider that, then you're not going to have his love, joy, and peace. So let me just read that. That it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Now, see, that it might be fulfilled. See, it was fulfilled.
Right.
Now, how was it fulfilled?
That it might be fulfilled.
Yeah, but how was it fulfilled? That what Isaiah prophesied.
Himself took
out. That's how it was fulfilled. And what else?
And bear our
sin. It's fulfilled. This is how it was fulfilled. He took your weaknesses and infirmity and bear.
I see.
It was read it in the Amplified.
And thus he has fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses, infirmities.
Wait a minute, Rob. You missed a word in there. You didn't miss saying it.
He says, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, he himself took.
Wait, oh my God. Hold on, man. There's people ain't getting excited about me. You know, he took all this and you ain't excited about this. How you doing? I don't know how to do it.
Oh, he took it.
Wait, you're supposed to get excited. Listen, he took. Oh, say that again.
He himself took.
What does that mean?
He doesn't have to do it
anymore. I don't need to believe he's going to do it. What do I need to believe?
Amen.
He took it.
Yeah. It's mine. I can have it now and forever.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry. I sometimes be teaching and then I get so excited. I just, Lord help me, Jesus. But really, be honest, I ain't trying to change.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to stay where the glory is, where the presence
Amen.
Is in me. But anyway, go ahead, Rob.
He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities.
Who done it?
And bore away our diseases.
Bore
away.
Watch it. Did you hear that last word?
It's gone.
Watch this. But that's not believing. Mm-hmm. Believing is knowing how to talk that you believe you receive. And by stripes, I'm healed. As he bore. Now you have to claim it and act like I have it when the outside of you don't even see it.
Mm.
Show don't feel it. They're telling you have this. And you really do. You can't say, I don't hear that. No, you can say, I don't believe I received that. Because once you get in faith, you can't receive that no more. But you never live in, you know, trying to make you have it. You always live in, I believe I received it. It's mine. Jesus is my healer. Jesus bore my weaknesses and bore all my diseases, every one of them. And so all that, everything, you got to get out of the way, man, so you can just grab this and watch the power. Because he's going to always inject his power, his spirit, into his words.
Trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to...
Let's go to Romans. I just throwing this in. I quote this with mine, but you don't have to have this verse. Romans 8, verse 2. Romans 8. Romans 8.
I don't have a code. What's your code, Mama?
7228.
I'm just building it up.
I think I do.
It's after Corinth. It's before Corinth. After the book of Acts. Go to the Gospels and read it. I can pass them to Acts, and then the next one is Romans. Oh. Chapter 8, verse 2, read just that. Yeah, you're gonna get these scriptures, read them every day.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
So Jesus' Spirit of life in Jesus is a law. Alright, you got laws. Got the law of sin and death. Got the law of faith. You got the law of love. You got the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. Look what that says.
Have made me free.
Watch it.
No,
you didn't get it. You just went right back. Uh-oh.
For the law of the Spirit.
Of life.
Of life.
Where?
In Christ.
Okay, it's in Christ.
In Christ. Jesus.
Have made me. Oh, no, you're going too fast.
For the law of the Spirit of
see,
life.
See, you can't, your right. Head ain't going to get there.
Right.
You got to work with people till the Spirit open it up to them. Don't even try to open it up.
Right.
That holds me. All right, read again.
Law of the Spirit of life in Christ.
In Christ.
Jesus hath made.
Holy Spirit.
All right, read again.
For the law of the Spirit.
You already got that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You already got that.
Have made has made.
Have
made.
What tense is that? Past, present, or future?
It's present. Mm-hmm. Oh, already in the past.
Okay, now read again now.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Have.
What does that mean?
It's done.
He's done done it.
It's done.
No, he's done done it.
He's done done it. He has done it.
Hath means past tense.
Have.
Look at how your believing got. What does your believing got to do? It's got to go back to the cross, what he has done for you. And then you got to take your faith and bring that to now, to present, where you have it now, what he already done for you. So the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath, read.
Hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Now you can put cancer right there.
Hath made me free from cancer.
Well, whatever area you want to put there.
Hallelujah.
But you have to believe that. No, that's not believing it. Saying you believe it, even though you need to say you believe it.
Right,
but
right.
Really believing it is when you tell that cancer that Christ has made me free from you. When you say Christ has made me free from you. Christ
has made me free from you.
From cancer, from what? Name that thing, whatever it is.
Christ has made me free from cancer.
Look, that he wants you to believe that. And he wants that in your mouth and get that in your heart. And once it get in your heart, you'll have it.
It's made me free.
A lot of times people don't know they got the word in the head. And so they
It's not in your heart.
It's not in your heart. And when it gets in your heart, you have it.
Right. So just saying it don't mean it's in your heart.
Oh, Lord, no. That's the process of trying to get it in your heart. Oh, how do you know when you really got it in your heart?
I'll feel it.
No, Lord, no. No, you won't feel nothing.
Abundance of the
heart. you'll see it. And so when you don't know this, that's why the devil can come and whoop on you. No, I always know. I got to stay with the word till I see it. Jesus said, if you believe on me, but believing on him, you might have to get the word in your heart. But once you get in your heart, you'll have it. The power will be right there. You'll have it, man. If you're not down in your heart, but believe. So a lot of times, people had a word in their head. They get this curve, why it ain't happening. Listen, it ain't in your heart yet. And all you got to do is have that mentality that you're going to stay with it till you see it. You know he's done it for you. You know it belongs to you. And so you have to stand after having done all. You can't, faith can't give up. Faith can't consider it ain't happening. Why? Faith don't have no why. I believe I have it. And how you going to have why there? See, right there, it voided the little faith that you had. You have to be taught how to stay with it no matter what it looked like. The devil been trying. I told them, I said, if I heard works, I still ain't gonna quit believing I receive. If it go a month, I'm still gonna believe I receive. I'm never gonna change. I believe I receive what Jesus did for me and provided for me. And Mr. Devil, ain't nothing you can do about it, because Jesus provided this for me, and I'm staying with it till I see it, till I see the glory. You're gonna see it. You're gonna see it. Now, if he need to deal with you about something, he will. Because he wants us to have this more than we want to be healed or want to be delivered. Oh. He wants us to prosper more than we want to prosper. Why? He wants you to have his house more than you want to have it. Why? Thank you, Lord. You know why? Why?
Because it's already fine.
No. Because he's provided healing for you. He's provided deliverance for you. For him to provide forgiveness for you, he had to want you to have it more than you. Because he's done it. He'll always want you to have it more than you because he done provided. There's no way you'll catch up with that. you can't do it. It's his love. All right, read that again. You just got to go over this till you
for
get it.
For the law of the spirit of life. No, that's not it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, for the law of the spirit of life.
Where's that law of spirit at? Of life. Where that?
It's in me.
Oh, read the Bible, please. Read.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Well, that's what the word says. So we didn't want to hear what you said, but go ahead.
Have made me free.
What is half? What?
Half is the past.
Past, okay. Read it.
Made me free from the law of sin and death.
Okay. What is that cancer called?
Sin
and
death.
That's what it is.
Sin and death.
That's what it is. So you gotta get forgiven. Because you used to be a mess, terrible, mean, hateful, dishonorable as you could be. And now you got the love of God in your heart. Mm-hmm. You got to know without a doubt, he remembers nothing you've ever did wrong. And you stand before him in Jesus as though you've never sinned once. Mm-hmm. Now, can you believe that?
Yes.
How do you believe that?
Because I know it.
No.
I believe it.
No. How you doing, Brother Michael? How you doing,
Sid Devin?
How you doing?
By believing.
Y'all use that believing so much.
By speaking
that. No, you speaking that much.
Because.
No, ain't no because.
What he did.
No, that's not revelation. I give you a hint, Dr. Rob. Lord Jesus, I stand before you today. In Christ Jesus, I. Now that's believing. Then I got hit. That's believing.
Okay.
Lord, I stand before you in the blood in Christ Jesus as though sin ain't nothing. That's believing. All that, where y'all get all this, all these old statements from? That's not believing. Believing it. Say it, man. What are you saying?
don't say that when you get on your knee. No. Lord, I stand and know you in the blood. There's no sin, ain't never been. Yes. Now I'm coming in the throne room.
Yes.
What are you coming in the throne room with?
Right.
The blood.
The blood.
What has it done for you? Mm. It has made you white as snow. It has killed all guilt. It's killed all shame. It's killed everything in your past. And now you're coming into the veil of the Holy of Holies as though you ain't never, not one time, done nothing wrong. Do you believe that?
Yes.
How do you believe that?
Lord, I come before you.
In who?
In Christ Jesus.
Washed in what?
In the blood.
As what?
As those sins have never been.
Never been. Never once have I messed up. Where?
In Christ.
Ooh, but not in Lord Jesus. We better have us thrown all the way in the river somewhere. Oh man, that's believing.
Amen.
That's really believing. It's not. I'm saying. I need to say. Right. No, you got to get revelation.
Right.
I've been teaching this all the time, but it don't mean it's open up to you yet. That's right.
That's right.
So y'all can go up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Doing this, man. When I do this with people, they go up. Jay, they took off like a rocket. One thing I shared is he ain't never doing this.
Right.
This is ours. This stuff belongs to us.
Right.
There's no pressure on us. We don't have to come in there begging. He's done, but he wants us to have this more than we want to have it. But you have to have it by faith. And you got to have revelation how to get in there and get everything, whatever's needed, that he's already provided for you. A lot of people scared to say, Lord, I think you've made me a rich,
right.
rich man, rich. Right. They're scared to say it because they ain't there yet. You gotta believe. Thank you, you've made me a multi-millionaire. Thank you. They won't do that every day. Where he just make you. He just show you how to do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to do nothing. Watch my life. I ain't trying to do nothing. I ain't trying to make nothing happen. I just kick back and keep doing what he tell me.
So when you come into him in the throne room, in the blood what Jesus has done for you,
mm-hmm.
as though sin has never been.
But that's your belief.
That's your believing when you come in there.
And
so
say
when
that.
You're coming in there, you already believe. You believe when you say that.
When you say
in
that.
In the blood.
Yeah.
So ain't nothing blocking
ain't
you
no
from
guilt,
receiving.
Ain't no guilt or nothing. It can't block it.
Okay.
Faith worketh by what?
Hearing.
Faith
worketh by love.
Faith cometh
by hearing.
And so when you come in that throne room, Jesus said, whatever you asked.
In my name.
No. Whatever you asked the Father.
Father.
In my love and authority. What did he tell you? No, he didn't say that, but
he hears you.
No. John 15, verse 16. No, you have turned. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name,
he'll give it to you.
What did he say?
He'll give it to you.
Look what he said.
That's what
he said. So how do I believe that?
What'd you say?
What? Come on, Michael, quit doing that.
Whatsoever.
How do you believe that?
Well, you said I ask the Father anything in your name, you'll give it.
No. Almost. Let me give you a little more. Father Jesus said, whatever I ask in his love and authority and what he did for me on the cross, he promised, Father, that you would give it me. That's believing it. That's believing it.
Every time
telling the Father what Jesus did for you. The Father always hears Jesus. He didn't say, come in your name. He said, come in there based on how I'm perfect. No, you can't come in there like that. You won't even get in. He got to come. She said, if you come in my name, what did Jesus say the Father do?
He'll
give it to you. Well, how do you believe that?
Father, I'm coming in Jesus' name. He said, whatever I ask, you'll give it me.
Ooh, what the Father got to do after that? And you telling him what the Son said?
He got
to
give it.
He got to
give it.
Not my words, my name. His name.
And that's believing it. When you can act on it and bring that to the Father, that's believing it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm believing. You know, I need to say it. That's not believing it. That ain't going to get nothing done. It end up being religion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Galatians 3:13. One of the greatest revelations. And you know what all this ties into? Okay. What I teach y'all all the time in every service. Where? Man, but until you get the revelation, what to put right there, yeah. It's not just a statement.
Right.
It's an action.
What do you mean?
It's you acting upon and bringing to him how he loved you. It's living his love toward others and then bringing to him how he loved you. It's believing that. Well, it ain't nothing he won't do for you. Nothing.
Not just a statement, not a religion.
So if you don't get that, you're not getting any of
this. You just might get mercy or something here and there, man. You're not gonna walk in this where you can always get it. I always get it. Now sometimes it might take a little time. Oh, but I'm gonna get it. Oh, I promise y'all. Mm-hmm. You gonna see it if I get after it. Mm-hmm. I don't care what. Look, listen. When I was believing God for my knee. The bone, the
cartilage.
The cartilage was rubber. You can hear it scratching. I mean, it hurt. Now I quote the word day and night, and I need to get back to that. That probably was done hindering me a little bit, but I've kept the word in my mouth, and I wanted to see if it could work like this. But I might have to go back reading it day and night. Reading it day and night is way better than you quoting it. Because the scriptures really teach you in Proverbs that see with your eyes, see the word when you read it, see it when you read it, see it. Now you still can quote it, but the best is when you see it and read it. I'm telling you, I've been testing that. But after 2 weeks of doing it all cleanly, and my bones still rubbed, no pain, zero, gone. Now watch it. I didn't have a miracle. But in my heart, I had it. It's the same way it, when you was pregnant with Michael. Did you see him? Did you see him when you was pregnant with him?
Oh, I didn't.
No, but did you know you had him inside?
Yes, sir.
So if somebody came and said, you said, oh, man, I got a baby. And they said, well, where it at? Let me see it. You know what you had to tell them?
I feel it.
No, you had to tell them. He's inside, but just hold on. You'll see it for long. You have to get impregnated with the word of God where you have it in your heart, but it don't matter what none look like on the outside. Okay. And nobody could come and convince her she didn't have that baby. Mm. Because she knew inside what? So if somebody came and said, what were you? Let me see it if you had it. Why you ain't got it? Why you ain't walking? Oh, I'm impregnated with it. Just hold on. You'll see it for long. Because she knew she was going to have that. She knew it was going to come on the outside where you could see it. But for that 9 months, she never saw it. But I guarantee she believed she had it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you believe you have it like that with Jesus, you'll get the same result.
Glory.
You'll get the same result. You'll get dogmatic in this. Well, you don't let nothing come and affect this. Nobody. Nobody affect this. Nobody. All right, let's read Galatians 3:13. Go ahead, sister.
3:13.
Yes, ma'am.
Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law.
We're going to find out what redeem means. You know what redeem means? Don't guess.
Change of redeem.
No. You don't have a clue. You got to get humble and say, Pastor, I don't know. Teach me.
Redeemed and coming to us.
Yeah. What does redeem mean? Okay, see, get your head out. See, this ain't a history lesson. This ain't a science and math lesson. This is, I got to hear from heaven lesson.
Yes, sir.
So I got to receive.
I can't come in here and say I've been studying for this. You ain't been studying for this. You got to receive this and be taught this. Now, what does redeem mean? There's only one answer from you.
I don't know.
That's the only answer you got. Now, what is that? What position does that put you in?
Not a good one.
It puts you in a real good one. Because when you are honest that you don't know, now you can know. It puts you in a good position. Now, how do you get put in a good position? Ask me.
How do I get put in a good position?
You got to ask me what that means.
What does that mean, Pastor Luke?
It means he purchased your freedom from everything you done did wrong and every law you done broke and everything you done ever broke of God. Jesus purchased your freedom where you ain't got to reap that no more.
Is that the same as he took my sins away?
Same thing. He purchased your freedom. Because when they broke God's laws, they got curses. Still same today, man. Mm-hmm. But if you believe he purchased your freedom, then you'll walk in his love every day where you can stay over in what he purchased for you. So he purchased your freedom from the curse of the law. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. So either in the Greek, it really means that you have a choice. Either accept what Christ purchased for you and what he suffered for you, or be cursed yourself and keep reaping what you sow wrong. You have a choice. I was with some of my sons yesterday, and they said, well, Pastor, you know, what about when the Lord tell you something and it just don't settle well? I said, oh, I ain't never like that. They said, you don't have a choice. I said, absolutely not. I just don't have them. They said, but we have choices every day. I said, well, you do. I don't. I said, when I get up in the morning, my choice is to serve him. I don't have no choice. And then I'm going to tell you, and people ain't here.
Right.
But see, instead of bothering you
right.
that I'm here, why don't you believe and say, Lord, show me how to get there where you done brought past.
Right.
That's faith. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He don't never tell me nothing that bothered me. He'll never speak nothing to me that I sit there and wonder about.
Right.
I flat believe he's right about everything and that I don't know what to do. I ain't never got nothing right. So what in the world I'm going to be bothered when he tell me what to do? I never bother. And then they get bothered by something. Man, he said, don't you have to make a choice? Never. I said, and then I had to give him the answer. Why? This is why. Already made. Now what's my choice? Who's always right?
Jesus.
Who's always wrong? Well, how you gonna make a choice after you done to settle that? What are you gonna make a choice about? No, I'm gonna do what he's saying. And see, I done believed and spoke that for 32 years. And what did Jesus say? You're not down in your heart, but believe. What'd he say? It'll come to pass. You'll have. What? That's why I always do what he say. I always do what he say, y'all. There ain't no issue with me. I'm telling y'all, I don't struggle with doing nothing what he say. I did sweat down that ring when he told me to get $5,000. I had $2,500 in my wallet. And I said, Lord, this is all I got. And my wallet got that big. And he said, well, that's all I want. And so I put the hand was sweating, and I put that, I didn't even have five.
Right.
And then I get home, somebody sent me a check, first time, somebody sent a check in our ministry for $10,000. I gave Dad, he was coming to Faith is a Victory in August, this in July. I gave him another $2,500, paid all the bills, had $3,000 left over, and I did what he said. But if I don't do that first part, it don't matter about your palms sweating and all that. Did right. you obey him?
Right.
With joy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then it just took all my hundreds. And so the feeling of that, I paid no attention to, even though I got them. My palms were sweating. I didn't pay no attention to that either. I did what he said. And this blessing after blessing, I done got so many blessings just doing what he say. I want him to speak to me so bad every day, y'all. I want him to tell me what to do. Y'all listen, man. The more he tell you what to do, the more he bless you. His words are life and spirit. And man, when you do something for him, man, he always returns. I ain't talking about you just felt in your heart, but when he really tell you to do something, you remember what he asked Peter when they was on the shore?
Told him to walk on
that water. No, he said, push your boat out a little bit. Can I use your boat? And Peter said, yeah. And they pushed it out. And he spoke to all them people from Peter's boat. Yeah. And he said, Peter, y'all catch anything? No, Lord, we toiled all night. He said, well, throw your net out for a great catch. Why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? Because Peter let him use his boat. Let him use what you got. And a great catch, I'm gonna drown both of the ships. It was so many fishes. And it bothered Peter so bad. Why did Peter say, Lord, leave me, I'm a wicked man? Why did he feel wicked? Because he did not do what the master's word said. He let down a net. And when you don't do what he said, it's gonna always make you feel bad. Yeah, it is. You're gonna feel bad. Every time.
That's true.
You be sitting in church feeling bad. That's true. You know what it says. You know you ain't feeling good.
Very true. Very true.
When you do what he say, you just sit there and you're so happy. From the Holy Spirit, getting touched. But when you, man, you mad, frustrated, upset about something. Man, ain't no Holy Ghost coming back at you. Popping you as you repent. Okay, here we go. Listen. Cry. Read that, Robin, in the Amplified. Listen, Sister Evelyn. Okay.
I got Amplified.
Okay.
Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself, becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, curses everyone who hangs on the tree.
So he became a curse for you. Now, what does that mean, Sister Marilyn?
Well,
watch this. Come on, man. Give me the best answer.
What's the curse again? He became a curse for me?
Yeah. Give me the best answer.
What was the why he became a curse for me?
Read it again, Rob.
Christ purchased our freedom.
This is why people don't get this. You know why people don't get it? They will never get it when they think they know it. You'll never get it. You gotta be dumb, ignorant, stupefied, as a little babe, depending on him. But you ain't gonna understand it. You gotta get ignorant. Lord, I don't know nothing. I wanna know you. You can't come in, man, with guessing and trying to come up with it in your head. He won't even teach you. All right, watch it. Read that again. Now listen to this, Sister Evelyn. You all right?
Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us.
By himself becoming a curse for us. Now, what in the world that mean? Give me them magic words.
I don't know.
That's the magic words. See, people hate that when you need to love them. Because the devil make you feel like you're just inadequate, and you have to know you are inadequate when it comes to the Lord. Now, when it comes to your job, and you got to know what to do and how to handle all that. But when it comes to him, till he teach you, you flat don't. No, read that again, Dr. Rob.
Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law, and its condemnation
by himself, becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, curses everyone who hangs on a tree.
So watch it. How did Jesus become a curse for you? Magic words.
Redeeming our freedom.
No, magic words.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't. Listen, if you keep guessing, Sister Evelyn, you ain't gonna never get taught this. Okay, let's try it again. Read it again, Dr. Rob.
Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the cursed doom of the law and its condemnation by himself, becoming a curse for us.
Okay, what does it mean that he became a curse for us?
I don't know.
God laid on him everything you deserve to get for what you did wrong. He laid it on Jesus so you don't have to get it. That's what that means. Now you have to say that. Say it. God laid on Jesus.
God laid on Jesus.
Everything I deserve wrong.
Everything I deserve wrong.
All the laws I broke.
All the laws I broke.
And the curses I deserve.
And the curses I deserve.
He laid it on Jesus.
He laid it on Jesus.
So I don't have to get the curse no more.
So I don't have to get the curse.
Now that's believing it.
Hallelujah.
That's believing that. All right, go to 1 Peter 2:24. All the way in the back. All the way in the back. Do you read with us every day, two chapters?
I've been doing this, yes, sir.
Okay.
I even got
caught up with it. All right, now we going to Acts tomorrow. Yes, sir. You got to read every day.
Yes, sir.
Two chapters now.
Yes, sir.
We Acts 1 and 2 tomorrow. Does she have a calendar?
Yes, sir.
Okay, right. All right. Yes, sir. All right, here we go.
Keep turning.
Got past James. Got past Hebrews.
Okay.
1 Peter 2:24.
2:24. All right, thank you.
2:24. 1 Peter. Yeah, I got to get her that card that them scriptures on in my office. Need to give her one of them so she can just carry it with her every day.
2:24. This stops. Second verse, second chapter stops at 22 verse. You want me to?
First Peter.
First Peter 2:24. Okay. Now listen at this first part.
2:24. Okay. Yes. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
What tense is that, were healed?
Already done.
It's past tense.
Past tense.
Watch it. You got to take what the scriptures say in past tense and then bring it in faith, where faith is present now tense. I have it now. According to what? The word.
The word.
So you're not basing your faith on what you feel. You ain't basing your faith on what you think. You're basing your faith that the scriptures tell you who sent from God, and that by whose stripes you were healed. That means what Isaiah prophesied, Peter wrote, it's been done. It's been done. It's been done. And if that don't lead you to thanksgiving and worship and praise and you really not believing that you really received what he's done. You're trying to get it.
I've been praising him. When I think of that, sir, and I think of how I've already been healed, I be shouting at home.
Yeah, well, watch this. Watch
this. Lord, I'm healed.
If you're not careful saying that, you already been healed. What does that mean, you already been healed? You already been healed? you already been healed. I ain't never heard him tell me to believe that. What I want to believe is he has provided healing for me, that God laid my sicknesses on him. I want to believe the word. I want to believe the word. And by his stripes, 40 stripes of taking my sickness on him, I'm healed. There's a difference, man. See, I'm already. Then after you go some months and you already and you don't see it, you get discouraged. But if you stay with what he provided for you, you can't get discouraged. Because you're basing your faith on his word, what he's done for you, that you believe you received it in your heart, but your senses don't see it yet. So he provided. God made Jesus to be sickness who knew no sickness. God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin. And that's what a lot of false doctrines say, I'm already forgiven. The provision of his bloodshed has provided forgiveness. You got to go ask for it. Then you got to believe you're forgiven. You can't be already forgiven. And you mean as hell to somebody. You gotta confess that, man. You can't live in you already. And the scriptures don't even really teach you to believe like that. Till after you confess your sin, you believe he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. When you confess your sin and you believe Jesus is what? Faithful and just to what?
Forgive you.
And cleanse you from what?
All unrighteousness.
Well, watch this here. What do you believe?
He's faithful.
He is faithful and just. But you believe he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, what do you believe? Give me the magic words.
I don't know.
Okay, that's the magic word. You got it? What do you believe?
That Jesus has
accepted you. No, ain't no Jesus. you confess your sin, and then you read and believe he's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Now, what do you believe after you get through doing it?
I believe.
I'm righteous.
You believe you're righteous, but what is the key to your righteousness? That you believe that he's faithful and just to what?
Forgive.
Well, what do you believe?
I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven, man. What are y'all doing? Come on, man.
Right.
I'm forgiven.
Right.
That's what you believe after you do that. And after you believe by his stripes you were healed, what do you believe?
I'm healed.
Well, that's how.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Woohoo. Woo. You, man, I'm forgiven. You can tell the devil that, oh, no, devil, I've been forgiven. I've been washing the blood. Lord's faithful and just. First time I asked him, he forgave and forgot. What is that doing? Whooping them all these years. Oh, no, you ain't going to condemn me with that. Man, the Lord forgave and forgot that. He don't remember that no more, and I don't either. Now, you ain't walking in that no more to make that work. Because you can't believe I'm forgiven and you still walking in. It ain't belief.
Wow. Awesome.
It ain't really believing and you still walking in. Because he can't be faithful to forgive you and you keep on and you still doing that. You ain't turned. And so they trying to say, I just need to say I'm righteous and I'm already forgiven. No, the provision's been made, but you have to confess your sin. And really, if I could teach them, man, I would help them. Really, the confession of your sin, it's they trying to say, the Lord ain't going to go back to the cross and die. He's not. But confessing your sin is acknowledging what you done against Jesus or against your brothers. That's the two.
Right.
Sin is you not walking in what Jesus told you, walk in the light you have, that he's the light, and then you're not having fellowship one with another, you don't got mad. When you confess your sin, it is so important that you really confess it. It keeps you honest. It makes your heart right before Him. When you can tell Him, Lord, I came short. I'm missing this. I'm so sorry. Wash me in Your blood and cleanse me. And now you believe I'm righteous. You never lost your righteousness. What you lost when you in sin is you lost the sense to believe. Because it condemned you. It noted against you. And so your confession, man, it's like when Savannah do something wrong, you don't want her telling you, I'm righteous. Right. You want her to do what?
Say she's sorry
for what
she
did. No.
Not do it anymore.
No. What's the first thing you want her to do?
Be honest.
Be honest and tell you what she did wrong. You want her to be honest and tell you what she did wrong. You're not doing that kind of, you're teaching her to be honest and don't be afraid because I still love God. Wants you to be honest so you never see He's going to get you, that He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you. He wants you to see His love when you are dead wrong, and He wants you to grow in being honest so you're not afraid to approach Him when something ain't right. You can just come to Him anytime because He's faithful and just. Yes. And once you learn this, man, you'll just tell anybody that you won't even be ashamed. You might feel that, you know, but man, you don't pay no attention to that. Man, He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse from all unrighteous. Lord, I thank You. I believe. I'm forgiven. I believe. Woo! I'm so glad, you know. So glad. And now people might not forgive, but He will. And so you might have to walk in what He's done for you and not what they think for you. Who cares? I care what He cares. Because He got all the power. They don't have the power. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Read that Robin Amplified, 1 Peter 2:24.
He personally bore our sins in His own body on the tree.
Now look what He did first.
Personally bore our sins in His own body on the tree as an altar and offered Himself on it that we might die, that we might die, cease to exist, to sin.
Watch this. What does He want you to die and cease to? The person you used to be and everything He undid wrong. So how do you die to sins and to everything we done? You believe on Jesus, you make Him Lord. You believe what God laid on Him, man, that He ain't laying that on you. That's how you die to sin. You get a righteous conscience of God made Jesus be sin for you, 2 Corinthians 5:21, who knew no sin, that you be made the righteous of God in Him. That you be made the righteous of God in Him. So you died of sin, and so that man dead, the devil brought back something I did 40 years ago. I said 50 in church, but really 40. And I said, I didn't do that. I said, man, that man been dead 30 years. So watch this. What do you call that? What I said to him. What do you call that?
Believing.
That's all, y'all. Simple. Mm-hmm. I'm believing that man dead. That's what he's talking about right there. Is he can't bring your past up, man, because you dead to that. You dead to what?
The person.
No, you dead to what?
Sins.
And so you never find a dead man ever bringing up nothing no more. But why he can't bring up nothing?
Dead.
See, if you dead to your sin, you can't bring them up. Why?
Dead can't say nothing.
Dead can't say nothing, man. Then you live under what?
Righteousness.
Then you can say something, man. Dead can't say nothing. Righteousness can say something all day.
Well.
Now, what he wants you to live to? What he did for you. He wants you to live under. You got to talk like it. Man, I'm in right standing with God. I got the right to the blessing. That's what I be telling. I be telling the devil. I tell my body, I got a right to be healed. Healing belongs to me. Jesus purchased healing for me. He belongs to me. I have a right to be healed. I have a right to be delivered. I have a right to be forgiven. I have a right to have peace. I have a right to have joy. Jesus made that right. God laid my mess on him so I could have the right to all the blessings. Man, you got to believe that. You got to say that. You got to walk in that. And the key is living in his love. It's the key to it. But you still got to get a hold of this. But the key is living in his love. I always give y'all the key. So once you get the revelation of what he did for you, you can read. All right, let's close at Mark 11, 20, 22. Mark 11, 22. You got to listen to this real carefully. Read it.
11:22, Mark 11.
Now listen. When you come to church from now on, you should come, Lord, I don't know none, to teach me. What blocks a lot of people is they think they know. Every time you come to church, you should, I don't know, teach me. Mm-hmm. He can teach you stuff that you done heard for years. He can teach you something else about that you ain't never dreamed of. But why he don't do it?
He don't ask him.
They don't ask him. They come to church and think what?
They
don't talk. He don't give you no more. But if you come humble, he'll teach you every service. Let me tell you, he taught me every service with Dan Hay and Pastor Cal. On three services in Faith Convict, I didn't get taught when he taught on love of God. I got lost. And then the Lord delivered me from that. And so he would talk to me every single service. Now what did I believe?
He taught you.
Mm-hmm. I see. You should have said, I don't know. You didn't do it.
I don't know.
We got to get that out of you. You see why I've been doing this for years? Right. To make people's minds shut up? Because they're not going to get it if a man is trying to tell them the answer. It has to come from heaven. What did I believe? I said it for years in front of y'all on the way to church. What did I say?
The Lord's going to speak to me.
I said, Jesus is going to speak to me. What do you call that?
Belief.
Man, I didn't go to church. Man, that man's thinking, I know this. I always want him to speak to me. So how you gonna get him to speak to you?
Well, Jesus gonna speak to me today.
That's how you believe. Y'all, I said it every time on the way to church, your whole life. Yeah. While we riding coming down 65, I said, y'all, Jesus gonna speak to me tonight. Yeah. I still do it. And you'll see me sometime in church, I don't tell people. But the word, man, be so delicious, it make me shout. Because he's teaching me, he's strengthening me. Hearing the word again strengthens you. And then when you're hungry, you get more revelation. I'll be getting revelation while I'm teaching. Sometimes I'll stop in the service and say, y'all don't even see me, I don't let y'all know. That inside said, man, Lord, that sure look good. You ever see me go in the aisle sometime and y'all, everybody quiet, and I'll go in the aisle and say,
good preacher.
Because I'm sitting there getting blessed. That word was getting me.
Amen. Amen. That's the word.
Yeah. And so watch. Read 22.
22. And Jesus answering said unto them.
Oh, he did.
Have faith in God.
Okay. What does that mean? That means have faith in God. Or have the faith of God. Or have the same kind of faith that God has. Now, what kind of faith do God have? Give me the magic words.
I don't know.
Okay, because you don't. Now, what is the faith of God or the God kind of faith, Deborah?
Whatever he said happened.
That's right. That's what it is. He believes whatever he say will what?
Happen.
And it does every time. You can see Jesus operating in the God kind of faith. Every time I told the fig tree, I curse you. Bam, next day, boom, he leaning over, gone. And then everything that Jesus said happened. Okay? So that's why you gotta watch your words when you really walk into power, so you don't hurt people. Or just open the door for the devil. Now watch that. Have the faith of God. All right, read 23. You gotta learn this, man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all gotta learn these verses.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
Okay, so you're gonna have to say something to mountains, to circumstance, to cancer. Or anything else. You got to learn how to say. Holy Spirit's got to teach you how to believe. Not just I believe.
Right.
How do I believe? What are the words of faith that really make me believe?
Right.
See. So all your life, you heard. All these 30 years, you heard. So watch the Lord come through. Watch the Lord. Watch the money come. Watch Him provide. Watch him get us a new house. Watch this happen. The Lord's going to do it. Watch it. I wasn't trying to get it. Mm-hmm. I told you, watch the Lord do it. That's believing.
You didn't say, son, I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm. Son, I'm believing. I never use it. I told you it's going to happen. Watch the Lord perform it. Watch the Lord provide. Mm-hmm. Pastor Mike Winston was telling me a week or so ago, we was on the phone. He said, man, I got to follow. Jesus told him to shut up when he's around me and listen so I could teach him what the Lord's taught me. And back in the early nights, I would say, man, I got to have, man, all this money. I said, now Mike, listen, I'm gonna come back and show you the checks. Watch the Lord provide. I'm gonna show you the checks that the Lord gonna come through and provide every need I got, every one of them. I'm going to come back and show you the checks for the end of the month. And at the end of the month, I go show them the checks. I told you the Lord was going to come through. And then next month, guess what I did? I did it again. Then guess what happened at the end of the month?
He came through.
And then I said it again the next month. And then I did it again the next month. And I did it again the next month. Once you get in that vein with it, it can't never stop. Oh, man. Why? Because you're believing and not doubting. And Jesus said, what thing soever, he said, if you will say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe those things. But what do you want you to believe? What do you think that means? What was I saying? What was I believing? Watch the money come. Watch the Lord provide the checks. Watch the Lord. I'm believing those what? Things. What am I believing?
So you don't have
those things which I'm saying. So what am I believing for the finance? What am I believing? That God is going to what?
Come through.
He going to come through. Mm-hmm. I'm really believing that.
Right.
Now what am I believing though? What I'm saying. Now what am I really saying?
It's going to come through.
Lord's going to come
through. But I'm believing what I what? I'm not trying to believe this. Right. I'm believing what?
What you
say happened. See, I'm really believing that it's gonna come, that the money gonna, the checks are gonna be. I'm believing what?
What you say?
Oh, see, a lot of people trying to believe, but they don't believe what they say.
What are you saying?
They don't believe what they say. Mm. He said, believe those things which you say. Now, what did he tell you will happen if you believe what you say coming from him? It's going to come to pass. He said every time it's going to come to pass. He said every time it's going to. He can't lie. And what did he say you're going to have? But what are you really saying?
What you believe.
Now, you're saying what? Those things which
you say.
Ooh. And where is that coming from? Him.
What you say? Yeah, absolutely.
It's coming from him. But what are you gonna believe?
What you say?
What you say. No, he ain't even talking about you believing what he say, because what you believe in is coming from him.
Yes.
But what does he want you to believe?
What you say.
What you say. It's a difference.
Yes.
See, I really believe in my words that they're gonna come to pass.
Right.
So if I get on something and keep believing what I say, I know it's going to happen. And watch it. What am I basing it on? It's going to really come to pass. Because Jesus said, if I believe those things, what I say, he said, it'll come to pass. I'll have whatever I say. So saying it is the key if you're believing what you say.
That's right.
And I really believe them checks was coming. I'm telling you, I knew we were going to get a house. I knew we were going to get another one. Mm-hmm. Why?
How'd you say it?
Oh, you didn't get it. Why?
Because you believe it.
Oh, she didn't get it either. Why?
Because you believe what you said.
Well, you didn't say that at first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say believe. You said say. She said believe. Right. And then one of y'all were right.
Believe what you say.
What you say. And what did Jesus say? Lord, I believe I'm healed of cancer. I believe I'm healed of sin. I believe, man, every need I have is met. The money's coming. The Lord will provide. Y'all sit and watch. Watch God bring this. Watch God do this. Watch God perform this. That's what he got to do.
Perform.
Because what are you believing?
What you say.
And where did you get that word from?
Him.
So how in the world are you going to deny his own word? People are trying to believe without believing what they say.
So with you not just saying it.
Not just saying.
Believing what you say.
Man, they just believe it. They're trying to believe. Okay. Trying to say it. Trying to believe. Trying to, and they ain't connecting them. Jesus said what? It'll what? It'll come to pass. What you going to have? But what are you saying?
What he said.
But what are you, you are saying what he said. But what are you believing?
What you say.
What you say.
What you say. You can't leave that out. Because you got that from Jesus. So I usually do that when I don't have no anointing. And I don't, I mean, I pray with people all the time. Sometimes they anointing come on me and it's real easy. Sometimes y'all, I'm talking about this is dead, it's dry as it can be. And I it don't matter if it's dead and dry. I go and I'll say, now Lord Jesus, you said that if we'll speak to the mountain to be removed, cast in the sea, don't doubt in our heart, but believe those things which we said, it'll come to pass. And I just take my faith and act up on that and get people healed and delivered. Just based on the word, based on, I read verse 24 says,
verse 24.
Yes.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Okay, so what did Jesus tell you to do when you desire something?
Believe.
No, that ain't what he said. Read it again.
For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto...
No, 24.
Oh, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray.
Okay, you have. How do you believe that?
I don't know.
That's good. How do you believe that? Come on, brother Mike.
I have whatever I say.
Oh, that's so ugly. It'll never work. How do you believe that?
Whatsoever.
Pray. Be quiet. You missed it. How do you believe that? Father, Jesus said, Lord, you said, what things soever I desire when I pray. Now I'm finna pray. You said, believe that I receive and you will make sure I have it. That's how you believe. Then you believe, you receive it. Now you're not trying to get it. Now you're depending on him to make sure he do his part that you have it. It ain't on you that you have it. There's no way it can be on you to make nothing happen. But your job is to put him in remembrance of, Lord, you promised what things are about to desire. I'm finna pray. I'm going to ask you for this, and I'm going to desire this. And you said you can't keep desiring, but you desired right there first. Why? Why do you desire it?
Because you said it.
Because you said it, man. He said it. That's the only reason I'm going to desire it. He said it. Need to desire it.
Whatsoever things will be said.
Now watch it. He never said, listen, therefore I say to you, now you gotta hear the spirit in this. What things soever you desire. Did you ever notice he didn't tell you
he would desire it. He said, what things ever you desire. Now, what should you be desiring? Whatever he's done for you, whatever he's provided for you, no matter what it is. Now, what does he want you to do when you desire it in prayer?
Believe that you receive.
He wants you to believe you have it. He wants you to believe and take it. And what did he promise you if you'll take it in your heart?
Yes,
he can't lie at nothing, y'all. I used to, mom scared, be sick. She couldn't go to church. I want to go to church so bad. I go in the living room, get on my knees, say, Lord, I want to go to church today. You said whatever things I desire when I pray, believe I receive. I said, Lord, I'm coming to ask you to get me to church today. And I believe I receive it. He said, walk down there to Belmont. I walked down there, rebuked them dogs, made them shut up. They couldn't bite me. And I went down there at Belmont, stood about 10 minutes. And I said, Lord, I'm waiting on you. What do I do? And a guy just pulled up in the car and said, Scared, what are you doing there? I said, oh, I'm just waiting on the Lord. He said, where you headed? I said, oh, to Mount Gilead. I'm going to church tonight. He said, man, get in. I'll take you over there. Got there. Somebody at church brought me back home. I'm trying to tell you. Lord, my car battery. Lord, I just believe right now that you'll charge my car. Get, sometimes nothing, you don't hear nothing. Get right back in the car, start right up. I said, and see, what you really supposed to do in life is you're supposed to be growing in this. Where did he say that in John 15:16? You've not? John 15:16. Come on, you got to know these verses. You've not chosen me. Look, you didn't have nothing to do with this. He will never want you to think you had nothing to do with this. He chose you. You didn't choose it. That you should go and do what? Bring forth fruit. And what does he want that fruit to do?
Remain.
What does he want to remain? What kind of fruit does he want to remain? That's there for, just keep whatever you ask the Father in my name. He wants you to keep seeing his love and him come through again this year, this month, this week, this day, this time, again and again. He don't want you living in, you know, trying to get something and then you can't get something else. He want fruit that remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my love and authority, he'll give it you. Coming to the Father in the name. Father, I'm approaching you in the name of Jesus by the love and authority Jesus did for me on the cross, by the blood of the Lamb. I'm coming to you, Father, in the authority of my Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Guess what God's ears going to do? They're going to perk up and listen. Anybody who brings the Son to him, he's going to listen. Man. Hey, guess what Jesus told God when he was at Lazarus' tomb? Father, I thank you. No, you didn't get it right.
That you always
hear me. And so, guess what me is? What he taught. And what he did. So if you bring him what Jesus taught, said, guess what God got to do to you? God always going to hear you. I know that when I go in prayer, I know he's going to hear me. I don't ever go in prayer wondering and trying, is he going to do it? I flat know. If I got his word, I know he's going to do it. Now, other things you can believe for that, you know, you got to wait and just keep believing till you see it. But if it's his word, you ain't never got to wait. Forgiveness, you ain't never got to wait. Healing, you ain't never got to wait. Why?
Because
he's already provided this. Redemption's already provided. So there's never a wait time for that. If he say he's done this for you, you ain't never got to wait on it.
You said you know he hears you because
you approach him with Jesus.
Jesus.
You tell him what Jesus said. Father, Jesus said to come to you in his name, and he said, you'll give it me. And then you get in there with him. Okay? All right, 24. What things soever you desire. See, so what he want? What he want from you?
Your desire.
You got his word on it. He said, now what does he want you to do with your desire? You already asked. What things have you desire when you pray?
Believe that you receive.
That's your part. Now what's his part? Come on, Brother Michael.
To bring the pen.
Now, what's your part? What things have you desire when you pray? What's your part? What's his part? You're happy. That's his part. That's not mine. I ain't over there trying to make it happen.
You don't have a part.
No, I can do all that. All I gotta do is thank him and praise him. I believe now. Say, Lord, I believe now. Receive that. I'm not trying to get that anymore. That's your part that I'll have it. Mm-hmm. You gotta take it. When you believe you receive, you take it. Mm-hmm. You'll talk different when you take stuff. You'll be saying, y'all watch the Lord do this. But you believe you received it. And then 20, 25, 26, when you stand praying, forgive, I quote this day, when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, this is the only place in the whole New Testament where Jesus, in the Gospels, where Jesus tell you where your faith can be hindered. When you stand, a lot of preachers preach against this and say, that ain't for the church. They got to be out. They deceive. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, you'll have it. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against him, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you. If you do not forgive, after knowing what Jesus done did for you, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you. Jesus never said he wouldn't. He said the Father won't. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. Watch this. Jesus told you to come to who?
Him.
To the Father in what?
His name.
And what does his name mean?
Character and authority.
Character and authority, his love and what? And power. Watch it. You can't come to him in his love and power and you mad at people. So you can see why the Father won't respond to that. Because you have to come on the authority of Jesus and the love and power and character that was in him of God. And God said, if you just going to despise my character and my power that was in Christ on the cross, I'm not going to respond to your prayer. And this is what I read every day for 15 years every day. And I don't even read it no more, you know, because I did it. But I got them scripture in my heart. That we husbands, what did it say, Brother Michael? First Peter.
Love your wives.
No. We partakers of the grace. Amplified. We're partakers of the grace. No, you gotta read the first part. Can't just read that little bit. They were them calling the knowledge. No. Gotta read the whole thing.
In the same way you mentioned the considerately with your wives, with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation.
Yeah, listen. What's an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation? That both of y'all are partakers of the same power and ability of the Spirit and of the love of God. Nobody's greater. Anybody's accountable to this, the new commandment.
No.
Read.
Honoring the woman as physically the weaker.
So you're not trying to make her be strong and just pick up all this heavy stuff when you can pick it up. Read. Listen, Jesus gave y'all the same grace, the same power of the Spirit. The love of God was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, and there's no man getting none bigger, and the woman ain't getting none smaller. Read.
God's unmerited favor of life.
Everybody got this favor, what Christ did for us. Read.
In order that your prayers.
When you dog her and put her down, you don't believe that y'all partaking of the same grace.
Right.
Read.
This
scared the hell out of me every day. Mm. I could not make it, and he wasn't answering my prayers. It was the easiest thing in the world for me to forgive my wife. And I got an answer, I had an answer, I had an answer, I had an answer. And the few times I didn't get an answer, I had to get it straight. And I got it straight quick. I mean, I got it straight. I mean, one night she asked me to go out there just to take trash out after 10 years. It's cold out there. I had to walk way down there where the dumpster was in Cambridge. Mm. And I grumbled and griped all the way down there. Mm. And she could have took this out herself. She could have waited till tomorrow. Mm. And she wanted me to take her. And she don't even know.
Right.
And then nothing coming in. Like everything just dried up and stopped. And I went and cried and said, Lord, I do everything you say every day. See, you thank all that, man. Right. Don't be knowing.
Right.
I said, Lord, why you ain't coming through? He said, that he took me this little vision. He said, that grumbling you did down there at the trash can. I said, oh. He said, even though you told her you forgave her, you really didn't from your heart. I see your heart. Your head can say you forgive people. But Jesus said in Matthew 18, if you don't forgive from your heart. And I said, Lord, you forgive me? And I couldn't wait. See, how did I believe that I had really forgiven her? How did I really believe that?
You say it.
You go with that saying it again. He just got a lock on that, don't he? My God, you got to get that out of your system, man.
You would look forward to her.
No.
Father.
That's not saying it. I'm saying.
Father, I forgave.
I don't forgave him.
Oh.
If I believe that I really forgave
him. You said.
Then I would believe to look forward to her asking me to do something else where I'd had the right attitude. So I would look forward to her asking me to do anything so I could do it with joy to please him.
That's how you know.
I was free. That's how you know you did it from your heart. Because right. You look forward to obeying and pleasing him. And you ain't all
right.
Ask me to cook you some late at night. No, you get up and do it with joy. Why? Because you're pleasing him. You're not pleasing him. Hey, how can you tell? It won't bother you. If you've done it from your heart.
Amen. From real.
That's believing. I said, that's believing.
Twice baked.
You make an adjustment that's good. And then you come out of there and you got a different attitude to do it unto the Lord with joy.
Amen.
And when you still got that little ick there, you ain't forgave. You ain't done it from your heart yet. Ooh, you can tell when you got that little stench. A little stench there. Yes. You go do it, but that little stench is there. He's looking right at that man. God got 3 million magnifying glasses. He see everything. So when you stand praying, forgive. It's important. You add that to your faith. All right. That's it, Jonathan. Glory to God. I love you.
Thank you.
Y'all just keep going, get back, and then I send y'all there, man, go back over there. Then let me tell you, Jesus is not going to heal her of cancer. He's already for that.
Amen.
Now she's got to get in there and learn, let the Spirit teach her, Holy Spirit teach me, how do I believe and I receive, and how do I walk in, I really believe I have my healing. I really believe what according to what? Give me the magic words. According to your word, Lord, I really believe I'm healed. See, what does his word say? By stripes,
I'm healed.
No, you were healed. Now, what does his word say?
By his stripes, you were healed.
Okay, when did that happen?
On the cross.
So he's telling you to go back and believe something on the cross that he did for you and then claim it. You have it now.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Huh? Glory.
And so you got to learn. You got to learn how to believe in your talking. That those things, which what, Dr. Rob?
Whatever you say.
What are you saying?
What I believe.
What you believe. And what did Jesus say happened?
I have whatever I say.
What, right before that.
He said.
It'll come
to pass.
Oh, you got to have that.
Oh.
What did he say happened? You gotta have that.
Yeah, definitely that.
You gotta believe that.
Yeah. Amen.
What's gonna come to pass?
What I say?
You missed it.
Whatever I desire, whatever.
No. What things he said? If you'll believe Those things which you say. You know what things mean? Words. If you believe those words which
I said,
he said, it's going to what?
Come to pass.
You're going to have what?
Whatever he says.
And what are you saying?
I believe.
What you believe. What you believe. He said it'll come to pass. Amen. So you have to believe those what?
Things. Those words.
And so he's putting more emphasis on what you say you believe that's going to happen. Now, why is it going to happen? You got to have this part. This is key. Why are you going to have it? Come on. Because Jesus said it. Because he said it. And then you can come back and say, Lord Jesus, you promised this. Oh, I stand up on your promise. And you know that, you know that, you know, man. Man, you know. Now you think I've seen it work, man. I know that, I know that, I know. And there are times, man, when you got to stand. And man, this act like the Bible true. This act like the Bible true. This act like it's true. With nothing in you feeling like, oh, Lord Jesus, nothing. Man, I just act like the Bible true. When I do this here, I mean, nothing in my body can stay. It just evaporates. Now, I might have to do it later on. You understand? But one thing I know is no sickness and disease can handle his anointing and handle his word. How God anointed Jesus then with Holy Ghost and power who went about doing good. Healing what?
Oh.
So anything the devil can come and oppress you with, the anointing can destroy the yoke and remove the burden. And every time the anointing comes, it just makes it leave. This makes it leave. It just makes it leave. That might try to come back. Well, you have to do. Then you got to stand on the word, hold fast to the confession of your faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promised. So you got to hold fast. How do you do that? How do you hold fast to the confession of your faith, Brother Michael?
Lord, you said.
You keep saying.
Whatever.
No, you keep saying the same thing about what he said. That's holding fast. You keep saying the same thing. That money's coming. The Lord's going to provide. But see, you're not just saying that. You're believing those things which you said that it's going to come to pass. Jesus said you'll have whatever you say. Because you're really believing what you say. And he said it's going to come to pass. You're going to have what you say. And so when doubt or situation comes, no, Jesus said it's going to come to pass. I know I'm going to have what I say. Why? Because he said that. So I stand up on his promise. I really believe those things which I saith. And he said it'll come to pass. So y'all got your work cut out, so I love you.
Love you.
All right, I love y'all.